o'clock Eastern Time, and he's on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. I might add that the WMFO donations drive is still in full swing. Go to WMFO.org and check out, click on Donate, and fill out the donation drive's Google form, then follow the link to the form to the Tufts Giving page to make your monetary contribution. Specific direction on how to donate to WMFO are on the Tufts Giving page and are included next to the link within the Google form. Help support the station and everything we do. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Back Me Up, new backing track for the month of December 2019. The Scavengers with Curfew. Just heard the Carlisles and Female Hercules, originally released on Mercury in 1954. But I ain't gonna lie, I got off the Wildsville compilation. Liars before that, covering a novelty tune. Soapy from the On Fire LP, came out in 1984 on Ace of Hearts. Telly Savalas, where else can you hear a double shot of Telly Savalas? Channeling the Righteous Brothers and, let's see, let's got to turn that back. There we go. And You Lost That Love and Feeling, 1975 on MCA. Before that, Barry Mann. And Who Put the Bump in the Bump, 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 Bump. Got off the compilation, 24 Greatest Dumb Ditties. Came out in 1977 on KTEL. Original release was on ABC Paramount in 1961. Before that, Foreign Objects and their opus, Not Too Cold. Sergeant Saunders from the World of War EP. Came out in 1981 on Squared Circle. And we kicked it off with the Mighty Ions and Pedro Morales from the Face Rake and Rock CD. Came out in 2000 on Dino. It was originally recorded in 1984. Anyway, got 57 minutes to burn. Got this week's song that everybody knows. Maybe a bonus song that everybody knows. Some Christmas music and so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
Told me she's a dancer, a prettier gal I've never seen before. I went to the theater to see her. What a shock when I opened up the door. She was dancing the bump.
Every night you see me in the front row seat, cheering with Christ's sake.
The name game. Shirley. Shirley, Shirley, Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Panna, Bo Burley, Be Fine, Mo Merrily. Shirley. Lincoln. Lincoln, Lincoln, Bo Bingan, Bo Nana, Panna, Bo Bingan, Be Fine, Mo Mingan. Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name, I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say Bo had a B. Then I say the name, then banana, fan, or an O. And then I say the name again with an F. Third plane, then a B, Phi, and a Mo. Then I say the name again with an M this time, and there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. Arnold, 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 Bobano, Bonana, Banna, Bobano, Pi, Momano, Arnold. But if the first two letters are ever the same, I drop them both, then say the name like Bob. Bob drop the B's, Bo, Arb, or Fred. Fred drop the F's, Bo.
Sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
It's a marshmallow world in the winter, when the snow comes to cover the ground. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it to roll you around. Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees. And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it's shining so your nose won't freeze. Oh, the world is your snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. Oh, it's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar day. What if spring is late? In winter it's a marshmallow world. It's time for play, it's a whipped cream day, I wait for it the whole year round.
Those are marshmallow clouds being friendly in the arms of the evergreen trees.
And the sun is red like a pumpkin head, it's shining so your nose won't freeze. Oh, the world is your snowball, see how it grows. That's how it goes whenever it snows. The world is your snowball just for a song. Get out and roll it along. It's a yummy, yummy world made for sweethearts. Take a walk with your favorite girl. It's a sugar day. What if spring is late? In winter it's a marshmallow.
See walking in these woods. Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want.
Listen to me,
Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should.
Thank you. Hey, how you doing? This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
It's 7:20 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Just heard the Darby Sisters, a track originally released on the Cub label in 1959. And go back to your Pontiac. I ain't gonna lie, I got it off of the Girls in the Garage Part 2 CD. Came out in Romulan. Before that, Sam the Cham and the Pharaohs did Little Red Riding Hood, 1966 on MGM. Dean Martin, yes, I'm working in some Christmas songs. It's a Marshmallow World, 1966 on Reprise. Herman's Hermits before that. And I'm Henry VIII, I am. A bonus this week's song that everybody knows, 1965 on MGM. Before that, Shirley Ellis and the Name Game. But the official this week song that everybody knows, 1964 in Congress. And we kicked it off with Eddie and Dutch, My Wife, the Dancer, 1970 on Ivanhoe Records. This is the second all-novelty tune show, working in some Christmas tunes, like the one that's going to lead off this next set. One more talk break before we put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
We'll be right back. Sam has just bought Santa Claus a jet plane.
The reindeer are excited and they look so very cute. Instead of straps around their necks, they wear a parachute. The elves are working on the plane as it takes off for the air. And toys are stacked in the bomber's rack for Rudolph the Bombardier. The elves are filling up the plane with plenty of gasoline. And Mrs. Claus,
why, she of course,
makes sure the plane is clean. Around the world now church bells chime and Christmas trees shine bright as Santa prepares to take his trip on Christmas Eve tonight.
Christmas time is here again.
In the sky, is that a bird? No. Is that a plane? Of course it's a plane, stupid though. That's Santa Claus. Santa Claus? What is he doing in a plane? Uncle Sam bought him a plane so he could drop little toys to all the boys and girls on Christmas Eve, if you're good. Hubert and Nixon are excited about the trip. When Santa told them about the plane, oh, you should have seen them flip. Well, in their hearts, they jumped for joy, but Rudolph played it cool. When Santa was away on trips, he went to flying school. Boy too. We both going to get very, 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 very big presents for Christmas. You know why? Because I think Santa was doing something right. Oh, yeah. He's flying a big plane now. He catch up with everybody.
And now then, Mr. K and Mr. C, there has been too much talk already of aggression and super weapons and the like. The determined factor of which I speak is one that I think you have all overlooked. And it is simply this. Santa's coming. Yes, he is. Of course, Christmas time is near. Yes, it is. And aren't you all ashamed of the way that you've behaved most every day last year? You've been bad. Oh, yes, you have. And Santa knows it too. Oh, yes, he does. He also knows too many years have passed since you believed these words were true. Listen to these children. Yes, and some of you have repeatedly stated that you will allow no one to use the sky above you. Now then, would you blame Santa if he didn't come over your land at all? Remember, it isn't just that he alone would be in danger. There are also those 8 tiny reindeer to consider. Now, out in space, you have been grand. No one could doubt your worth. Yes, no one can. But somehow, that just seems so very wrong if you cannot get along right here on Earth. Why not forget about missiles and start thinking of mistletoe? Perhaps he would have no more misunderstandings if once again you would come to understand this phrase you've so long forgotten. Remember, out of the mouths of babes. Yes, and instead of always trying to get ahead of the next fellow, let's start making an effort to move forward together with great vigor. There could be peace on earth and goodwill to all men forevermore. Believe me, no one's Christmas stocking then would ever be an empty one again. Believe me, No one's Christmas stocking then would ever be an empty one again.
Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Bedford.
There's a chick in the magazine we all know. So handy,
yeah,
yeah, so fine. She always gets by a policeman, Sandy,
yeah, yeah, so fine.
But the dogs get in trouble and it's a sin.
Yeah, yeah, so fine.
Jesus blind to Fanny, he needs contact lens. You wouldn't surmise this chick needs no disguise. Here's a thing that would be the prize.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Come on, little Sandy, get going. Come on, little Sandy, get moving.
Well, I got my beach towel and I'm heading down to the surf. Gonna see my Johnny, gonna meet him down at the surf. We're gonna shoot the breakers, gonna stomp in the sand. A look in his eyes while he holds my hand. He's my blonde head and stomping my real gun surfer boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. All the gang from the club will be surfing and stomping too. Riding their boards out on that sea of blue. While the summer sun is a-beating on down, I'll be stomping and surfing all around. Oh, with my blonde head and stomping my real gun surfer boy. Yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, Johnny. Gee, it's great.
Sure is.
Oh, Johnny.
Ah, it's great.
Gonna stay with my Johnny for the beach party tonight. Yeah, surfing and stomping sure makes you feel right. When it's over, I won't be alone. For my Johnny's gonna walk me home. Cause he's my blonde headed stomping.
Thank you.
look at me.
Hey!
Was a watermelon. Pounds of rhythm and romance.
Hey.
Looked at me.
Hey.
Thank you.
past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the show. Backing me up with the Scavengers and Curfew, the backing track for the month of December 2019. Just heard the High Fives and Fujikami, the Warrior, a track originally released on the Hit label 1961. That's with two hit tees from the compilation Hodad Hootenanny 2. Well, that the Moguls, I believe, of the Ski Bum Moguls did Round Randy, track originally released on the Torque label in 1966. I got off the first Hodad Hootenanny compilation. Little Patty before that, and he's my blonde-headed, stompy-wompy, real gone surfer boy. From the surfing mecca of England, actually, you can actually go surfing in Cornwall. Originally released on His Master's Voice in the UK in 1964. I got off the compilation Girls in the Garage, Volume 11. Well, that's the Kingsmen and Little Annie Fanny, 1965 on Wand. Larry Foster with My Christmas Message to the World, 1962 on 20th Century Fox. And we kicked it off the set. We kicked off the set with Frank Lydon and Santa's Jet. Came out in 1965 on Laurie. This is the second novelty show on the Desperate Hours. Go back to our regular programming and incorporating Christmas music as we go along. Anyway, let's kick off this last set of the evening with Walter Brennan.
This is the tale about the farming man who had the evil luck to run across a human as was born 6 feet tall. With a smile for a face, fish hooks for fingers, and the devil in his heart. Caught him in the corn and caught him in the barley. Caught him in the wheat and caught him in the rye. Now what do you do with a thieving stranger? Hang him from an oak by his own necktie.
What do you do with a thieving stranger? Hang him from an oak by his own necktie.
Caught him in the house and caught him in the kitchen. Caught him in my chair eating blackberry pie. Now what do you do with a thieving stranger? Put him down a well till the well runs dry.
What do you do with a thieving stranger? Put him in a well till the well runs dry. Hang him from an oak by his own necktie.
Caught him in the fields, caught him on the mountain. Caught him in the barn with my sweet Sally Bly. What do you do with a thieving stranger? Tie him in the sun till he's done to a fry.
What do you do with a thieving stranger? Tie him in the sun till he's done to a fry.
Put him down a well till the well runs dry. Hang him from an oak by his own necktie.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you lock in your attic.
Is gonna roll with all his might in bedrock. Twitch, twitch, it's a swinging town, so I'll see you down in bedrock. Twitch, twitch.
The most exciting act in show business, folks! Let's hear it for Rock
Percy Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
It's the night before Christmas, a time of good cheer, and Santa is coming.
Others wanted it, like Sally and Hutch. But there's one thing I must confess. Sally was a man who wore a dress. Luke kept his cool, he ain't no fool. He set them both up cold. While Sally died, Hutch survived, and no one got the gold.
Paging Dr. Noah Drake to ICU to treat a case of heartbreak.
Leslie can't, and that's passion.
Alan was the father, of course, and he won't give Monica a divorce. Rick wants to get Leslie back. Heather's having an insane attack.
I'll get Diana Taylor. She's not crazy, uh-uh, no, never. She just wants to get Dr. Jeff Weber. Jeff wants Annie for his wife. Then he might have to wait all of his life. Cause good girls don't, and Annie won't. And you all know what I mean. Richard Simmons helps fight flab. Susan's having Alan's baby. Noah wants Bobby for his lady. Well, Luke, he got another job. The Quartermains are the brand new mob. Laura's the receptionist. What's missing now is the ice princess.
Yes, Luke Spencer, please.
Diamonds, not gold, are in it this time. Scorpio, the house of Cassadine. On and on and on it goes. How it ends up, nobody knows. Cause they keep me waiting. I don't mind waiting. Don't call me crazy. No, I'm not lazy. My day won't go right. I can't sleep all night. If I don't find out, it blows my mind out. I just can't cope without my soap.
Thank you. a son of a gun, of a hell of a hole, of a rotten place, of a hotel room. My body and soul is always, always, always going to lay.
You know what that means. These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFOM FM, mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck from the has-been, should-have-been, would-have-could-have, and never were-as from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex. I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Let me tell you what I played in this last set of the show. You just heard Ed Moose Savage. We kept it close to home. Local guy, Roach Under the Pillow, came out in 1984 and Arf Arf. The Afternoon Delights, yeah, we snuck a little disco in there with General Hospital, 1981 on MCA. Kenny and Corky, we did Nothing for Christmas, came out in 1959 on Big Top. Rock Roll, they're doing a Bedrock, Twist Twist, originally aired on a Flintstones episode right around 1961 or 62. I got off the compilation, The Big Itch. Then before that, we kicked off the set with Walter Brennan from 1961 on Dot and Thieving Stranger. Anyway, be back next week with another episode of The Desperate Hours. My name is Alex. As always, the pleasure is mine. Take care.